Good morning, good morning. As I said, this particular year, I'd like to talk about murmurings of a millionaire mourner. And I thought this morning, I talk about the scene that was seen last week in many shuls in Israel, since we changed from daylight savings time to standard time. And this Motzei Shabbos, I believe it was done in Europe and in North America, so I'm sure this scene may be seen this week. So either you saw it, or you're about to see it. And it's a funny scene. Because Shabbos begins so early, many of people have a problem. I'm not necessarily sure why, because in Israel, Friday is pretty much a day off or a semi-day off, but they have a problem. They come into shul late on a Friday night. And because Shabbos is so early, it's a very interesting scene. People come in, the shul's already singing Yedid Nefesh or Lechadodi, and they're davening Mincha. That's funny scene number one. Funny scene number two is even funnier than the first, and that is a gentleman who comes into shul late, but he believes, in his warped mind, that we all have to suffer because of him. So right after Mincha, I'm not kidding you, the guy says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoteinu. Now we already started, so everyone had Rachmanos, Bracha Levatala. But the shul already finished Mincha. Kaddish Yatom was said after Aleinu. And this guy has no problem to waste everyone's time another 2 minutes. Who told him to do that? I don't know. Probably his warped mind. Scene number three. This is even funnier. A gentleman comes into shul. It's already dark outside, and he's davening mincha. His friend, good friend next to him, says, but it's already Shabbos. And the answer he gives is, no, you got 18 minutes. Pitch back outside, you got 18 minutes. So I'd like to make a little bit of an order in everything I've seen this week, scene number one, two, and three, and just explain what happens on a Friday night. When you look at the calendar, and it says candle lighting is at 4:20, that means three things. Number one, at least in Efrat, Shkia, sunset, is going to be at 4:38, 18 minutes later. So the 18 minutes is not taken out of the Luftin, it's not taken out of the clouds. It wasn't put in his pocket and he took it out. It actually has some substance. As he applied it, it doesn't. But it has substance. So that's what it means at 4:20. There's 18 minutes till sunset. Now, once sunset hits, what situation are we in? Friday, Shabbos, what?
Shkia.
Shkia. What Shkia mean on a Friday night?
We stop Malacha.
Theoretically, Shabbos should begin on Friday night when it gets dark, but there's a period of time called twilight, or ben hashmashot in Hebrew, between shkia and seita kochavim, between sunset and dusk, and because it's a suffik yom, suffik laila, either both day and night, or just a doubt, suffik to oraita, continue, suffik to oraita lechumra, it's a suffik, in a biblical law of Shabbos. So therefore, from our perspective, Shabbos will begin at Shkia because there's a doubt about those minutes between Shkia and dusk. Dusk for sure is Shabbos. That's what happens on a Friday night. So my question is, why is it that in the calendar it doesn't say Shabbos begins at Shkia? After all, Tisha B'Av begins at Shkia. So why not Shabbos? Why does Shabbos begin 18 minutes before in Jerusalem, 40 minutes before, in some communities a half an hour before? Well, if you look on the source sheet, you'll see why. There is a din called Tosefet Shabbat. What's Tosefet Shabbat? Literally, what does it mean? We have to lengthen Shabbat, both at the beginning and at the end. We're not talking about the end tonight. We're just going to talk about the beginning on a Friday night. So let's see. The Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Tet says, how do we know we have to add on? In other words, even though Shabbos begins at Shkia, at sunset, we have to add in a little bit of time. 18 minutes, a half an hour, 40 minutes, whatever your custom is. So the Gemara learns it from two different psukim. One pasuk is talking about Shemitah. The other pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says that just like there, so too here. Shemitah is a Shabbat LaHashem, it's a Shabbos. Yom Kippur is Shabbat Shabbaton. So let's take Yom Kippur as an example. The pasuk says, Ve'initem et nafshotechem betisha Lachodesh Ba'erev, and you shall begin to afflict your soul on the ninth of the month at night. When is Yom Kippur? When is Yom Kippur?
10th.
So why does the pasuk say the ninth? Yechol b'tisha, tamud lomar ba'erev. I ba'erev yechol mishtechshach, tamud lomar b'tisha. Ha'ketzad, matchilu mitaneh bi ba'od yom. Melameid, Shemosifin Michol HaKodesh. Because it says 9, it means, yes, Yom Kippur is on the 10th, plus a bit of the 9. What's a bit of the 9? You have to add on a bit. 18 minutes, half an hour, 40 minutes, whatever the custom might be. And the Gemara says, from here we learn, to all the rest of the Shabbos and the Yom Tifs. Shabbatot minayin, how do you know Shabbos? Tamud lamar tishpotu. Yomim tovim minayin, tamud lamar shabbatchem. Bottom line is, the Gemara seems to say, and there's no descending view in the Gemara, that indeed you have to add on a bit. So even though we should have had Shabbos begin at sunset, we add in a bit to fulfill this law of Mosifin Michol Ala Kodesh. Okay, very nice. Is this Paskin Lahalacha? Okay, if you don't listen to the whole shir, you have to listen now. This is the Rav Yosef Karo going out of his way to be nice. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch together. Yesh Omrim Shetzarich Losif Michol Ala Kodesh. Ubilvat Sheosif Ez Zman Sheyeh. You have to add in a bit of time. Some say, what's Yesh Omrim? When the Rav Yosef Karo says Yesh Omrim, what does it usually say before or after?
Gives one opinion that is the halakha.
Some say this, V'yesh Omrim that, or he says his opinion, and then he says V'yesh Omrim, and some say the other way. Here it's V'yesh Omrim, and there's no descending view. The Gemara didn't have a descending view, so why does the Shulchan Aruch say Yesh Omrim? This is Rav Yosef Karo being ultra nice. Everybody remembers the Beit Yosef. Rav Yosef Karo says, I'm going to paskin halacha based on the three bedrocks of Judaism. Who are they?
Rambam.
Rif and Rosh. On this issue, the Rambam disagrees. He says, very nice Gemara. We don't know what his source is, but he says there's only a din of Mosifin Michol Al HaKodesh on Yom Kippur. Not on Shabbos, not on Yontif. Only Yom Kippur. So the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, who was also very nice, he writes on his Perush on this Shulchan Aruch, Naktu bilashon yesh omrim, mishum da haramam cholek al ze. Rav Yosef Karo wanted to be nice. He didn't want to say the halacha is against the Rambam. So what did he say? Some say. He doesn't bring the other view that some don't say. But he didn't want to offend the Rambam that said the opposite. So he said yesh omrim. Beautiful, beautiful. Bir Halacha goes on to say that even though it is a machlokes, if there is on Shabbos and Yontif, the bottom line is v'yeh b'zeh chashash ha-de-oraisa. There's a chashash de-oraisa that maybe we have to add on Michol Al HaKodesh, because the Gemara learned it from psukim, from verses in the Torah, in the biblical Torah, and therefore that's the way we do it. We have to add on some of the time from Friday onto Shabbos. If you look on the bottom of the page, you'll see that the Tosfot, the Chidushei Harad, the Ozarua, everyone says there is a din of Tosefet Shabbat, Mosifin Michol Al HaKodesh. Just to finish this point, the time of Tosefet is what we're going to deal with today, those 18 minutes. Says the Gemara in Yuma regarding Yom Kippur that indeed you have to add on the time, but there's no karet on the additional time. In other words, if you eat during Tosefet Yom Kippur, terrible, maybe biblically forbidden, but no karet. And the Gemara in Masechet Moed Katan says the same thing about Tosefet Shemitah. If you work the field during that extra time, extra days we add on, albeit it's asur, but there's no onish karet, there's no onish from the Torah of Malkut in the case of Shemitah. Okay. Bruce was first, I'm sorry, go.
In both those cases, it sounds like it shouldn't be done, but if it's done, there's no huge punishment.
Correct.
You're wasting how much Shabbat in your car.
Correct.
And the sun's setting.
Okay.
Do you have till dark, dark?
We'll deal with that. We'll deal with that. In general, you do have till Shkia, not till dark.
That's what I mean.
But you will have not fulfilled this mitzvah of Mosifin Michol Al HaKodesh. Okay? Once you get to Shkia, you're already doing prohibitions. You're doing the no-nos. Up until Shkia, you're doing the yeses. If you stop a minute before Shkia, you'll be doing both.
What's the norm in that case?
The norm in that case is a very simple norm. And that is that the question shouldn't be asked, because God forbid should you do such a thing. It's irresponsible. It's absolutely ludicrous. And if you have a half a brain, you wouldn't do it. That's the answer. But if all those things you can't check, he doesn't have a brain, he's ludicrous, indeed he has no responsibility, he makes a flight on Thursday that lands in Israel at Friday at 3:50, Shabbos at 4:18. Whoops! What do I do now? How did I do this? Well, I wonder, how did you do that? I don't know, you didn't look at your ticket? I'm not talking about a guy who was delayed. I'm talking about a guy who does it on purpose. Well, ultimately, what do you do then? The answer is, it's a very, very, I would say, fierce question. Theoretically, you have until a minute before Shkia. Now he's in a dangerous place, whatever it might be. We can start talking about maybe a non-Jew driving him or whatnot. But in general, that's the law. And you shouldn't do it. And you shouldn't do it. There's a halacha that we paskin that 3 days before Shabbos, you shouldn't go on a ship because you may have to, amongst many interpretations, you may have to mechalel Shabbos. So the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, well, even if you go for a mitzvah, even that day is okay, but make sure you know what you're doing. If Shabbos begins at 4, don't show up at 2 minutes to 4, because there's traffic, there's snowstorms, there's many things that can happen on the way. So it's irresponsible. Once it happens, we have to go ahead and deal with it. Yeah, but I don't think we should run ourselves on bidiyavad. We should run our lives on lechatilas, and eventually, if there's bidiyavad, we'll deal with it. We'll deal with all the sensitivities that come up. Yeah.
Candle lighting was given for 4:20. Does that mean that's the last time that the candles can be lit? And if so, how much earlier than 4:20 can they be lit?
How much earlier is not the topic today, but the earlier is up to from Plaga Mincha on. That's the earliest you can light it. Because there's one day in the Mishnah and Brachot, and we basically don't paskin on that Shaila, that Ma'ariv time begins at Plaga Mincha. So theoretically, night begins at Plaga Mincha, about an hour and a half before Shkia. You look at any calendar app, you'll see Plaga Mincha. Can you light candles after 4:20? The answer is probably yes, up until, as I said, a minute or two before Shkia. Okay. Now,
there's a difference between a minute. Like myself, I'm a single person.
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Okay. We'll get to that. Okay, so the question is like this. We know we have to add on from Friday on to Shabbos, let's say 18 minutes. So instead of starting Shabbos at 4:38, we're going to start Shabbos at 4:20. What's the status of that time between 4:20 and 4:38? If I say to you, Good Friday, would you smack me in the face and say, How dare you? You are because... It says that you have to mosif mechalel HaKodesh. It's not Friday, it's Shabbos. It's just like the little boy. He was eating soup on a Friday night. It was a soup that was taken out with a ladle into a bowl. And the bowl was given to the little boy. And the little boy took the soup and went, I just burned myself. And the father banged on the table and said, Apikoybris, it's a kol shlishi, you're not allowed to burn yourself. Well, can I say Good Friday? No pun intended. Or is it Shabbos? Now, you all understand that there's no big problem if you say Good Shabbos on Friday, too. But, assuming that you want to be Meduyak, what's the character at that time? So we get to a machlokas we show him. If you look on the right side of the page, the Ritva says, HaTorah Mashi Asenu Kodesh V'Sheyachol K'tusha Alav LeKodesh LeInyan Ze Ki'ilu Hu Laila Ve'Alfa Gav D'Bidinei De'Alma Hu Yom says the Tosfos, that even though we add on this period of time, it's not that it's Shabbos, namely Saturday, it's still Friday for every other halacha. There's only one little thing that we change, and what is that? We don't do malacha during that time. So what is Tosefet Shabbat? Tosefet Shabbat means that from 4:20 to 4:38, don't do malacha, don't put on the lights, don't set the Shabbos clock, that's it. But for all the day laws, namely Friday laws, or what the Tosfos says, Bedine de Alma Hu Yom, it's still Friday. So, right away in your minds, what's going to come up? What's the ramification of these words of Tosfos? 4:20, not doing malacha. Maybe I won't light Shabbos candles because it's a malacha. Okay, I get the Shabbos candles at 4:20. Now 4:21, I say, Good Shabbos. Yes, no, it's still Friday. If it's still Friday, what can I do at 4:22? Can I have the what you have, Alex, under your hands there? Is that the timetable for this shul?
Yeah.
May I, please? Everyone, I'm hinting. Whoever can get the answer before I read it, it would be great. If not, you're all falling asleep on me. It's terrible. Here we go. Lech lecha. Zmanei tefila b'Shabbat v'chag. So it says here on this holy sheet that this week, mincha is at 4:38. Which means, when did Shabbos begin this week? Anyone? Doesn't say on the sheet. That's interesting.
Candles would be 4:28. Candles would be 4:28.
There you go. It says here on the bottom. Mincha is 10 minutes after you light candles. Let me ask you a question. You lit candles. Shabbat Shalom. Tosefet Shabbat. How do you daven Mincha Friday afterwards? Answer.
It's still Friday.
It's still Friday, but you're not doing Malacha. That's around the extent of it. Tosfos in Masechet Ketubos says, you're not allowed to marry someone on Yontif. Maybe Mida Oraisa. Can you marry someone during Tosefet Yontif? So let's say Yontif started at 6, candle lighting. 6, 18 was Shkia. Can you do a chuppah at 6:02? Says the Tosfos, yes. Because it's Shuhu Ki Yontif Li'inyan Melacha. It only means that you can't do Melacha. So Mincha's okay. No problem. However, now let's do the opposite side of the coin. Can you make Kiddush? So you should know that's not enough Gemina, because the Rambam here in Perek Kavted Halacha Yodal of Hilchos Shabbos says you can make Kiddush on Shabbos, you have to make Kiddush on Shabbos, or Ben Kodim Mesha'azo B'ma'ad. You can even make Kiddush on Friday saying the day we're about to go into is holy. So that's not such enough Gemina, right? What the nafkamina is going to be is, Ein kiddush ela b'mkom sudah, you have to eat the Shabbos meal on Shabbos. Can you eat the Shabbos meal from 4:22 and on, or do you have to wait till Shkia or Tzeit HaKochavim? So according to this point of view, is it Friday or is it Saturday? It's still Friday. You can't eat the Shabbos meal. You can't. You can make Daven Mincha, you can't eat the Shabbos meal. You didn't count Sfira during Sfira. During Tosefet Shabbat, you can count Sfira. A woman is counting Zayin Nikiyim. The fact that Shabbos comes in at 4:20 makes no difference because it's only Shabbos Linyan Melacha. That's it. Okay. So on Yom Kippur, it's only Yom Kippur Linyan Melacha, not eating, not drinking. That's it. But you can't yet say, V'atitein lanu Hashem Elokeinu bi'avad Yom HaKippurim Hazeh, because it's not Yom Kippur yet. It's still Erev Yom Kippur. Okay. You have a question, Alex?
Yeah. Don't people daven early on during the summertime? In order that they can make Kiddush.
So Alex says, wait a minute, I've been to shuls where they daven early on an early Shabbos. How do they pull that one off? It's still Friday, the sun is shining. Well, if you look at the Tosfos, as you know, was a collection of the Tosafists, and they don't always say the same thing. So in different Masechtos, we have different Tosfos. So the Tosfot in Masechet Ksubo said one thing, and the Tosfot in Maseches Shabbos, Masechet, I believe it's Masechet Rosh Hashanah, it says the following, Shahashviit matchelet mishana ha-shishit, v'chol din shviit yihyeh la-shishit. What do those words mean? The seventh year starts on the sixth year. You couldn't be more blunt than that. What is Tosfos saying? The seventh year begins on the sixth year. Now let's take Shabbos. The seventh day, Saturday, begins on Friday. That means the minute is Tosefet Shabbos and you accept Shabbos, it's Shabbos lock, stock, and barrel. Lock, no malacha. Stock, you can make Kiddush and you can eat the meal. Barrel, you can say Lashon Hara about your shul, as we do on Shabbos. So, all of this can be done when it's still Friday on the calendar. Why? Because Tosefet Shabbos is so strong that you can go ahead and say, even though it's still Friday on the calendar, we made it into Shabbos. You can make Kiddush, you can eat your meal, you can start bad-mouthing the rabbi, everything you do on Shabbos, you say it's Var Torah on the Parsha, hopefully a good one, you can bench, everything. As Tosfos says, Shashvi'it matchelet mishana shishit. Same thing Yom Tov.
I thought you can't bring in Yom Tov.
Bruce is saying, I thought we can't bring in Yom Tov early. Now you have to know, this is one of the most wide misconceptions out there. Everyone believes it. Now I'll explain that it has no validity halachically, but it does. What do I mean? It's one of those answers when people ask you, can you do this? The answer is yes and no. Every single Yom Tov, with the exception of Shvi'i Shel Pesach, there is an excuse why not to do it early. And I'll go through it very, very quickly. Shavuos, everybody knows, it says Tmimos. And the Gemara doesn't mean that, but there's an Achron that says, now you have to wait till the 49th day really ends. So, Shavuos we can't make early. Next, Rosh Hashanah. Why can't you make Rosh Hashanah early? Because Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment. Now you have to go to court, you get there on time, you don't get there early. Oh, I'm so excited to be on trial. Yom Kippur, you could make early, but you got to be a moron because that means the fast is going to be longer. Okay, Sukkot you can't do early because maybe you're not chayev in Sukkah. Maybe it is the Yom Tov of Sukkot, but the 7th day you have to eat, sit in the Sukkah, you have to wait till night. Moreover, because the first night of Sukkot is a Gzeira Shava from Pesach, Pesach can only eat the matzah at night, by Erev Tochlu Matzot, and therefore, because it's a Gzeira Shava to the first day of Sukkot, therefore on the first night of Sukkot, you shouldn't start early. Shmini Hatzeret, you shouldn't start early because maybe it's still Sukkot, so what are you going to do? You're going to go home, you're going to make Kiddush at home, maybe you still have to eat in the Sukkah. Having said all of that, gentlemen, you can make Yom Tov early anytime with one exception, Seder. The Tosfos, the beginning of the 10th Perek of Masechet Psachim, on the right side of the page, says, why is it that the opening Mishnah in the last Perek of Pesachim says, Arve Pesachim Samoch Lemincha Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetech Shach? He says, I'm Tosfos, I'm living in Germany. You know the way it is in Germany in the summer. Tetek Kochavim is at 11 o'clock at night. We make an early Shabbos. Why can't we make an early Seder? Answer is, special Pasuk by Erev Tochlu Matzah, you have to eat the matzah at night. And because all the mitzvot of the Seder are hukash achad lasheni, Seder can't begin until night. Okay, then what is he basically saying? Every other Yom Tov. Go right ahead! The excuses I gave are good excuses, but they're absolutely not paskin l'halacha. So therefore, everybody should know that there's a misconception out there. You can't make an early Yom Tov. You probably can. You should know that even if you go by those excuses, Shavuos HaPetzach is the only one left. There, nobody says you can't make an early Yom Tov, but I've seen shuls and gabayim that said, I refuse to have an early Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do an early Yom Tov. That's no. Okay. With that commercial break, gentlemen, is Tosefet Shabbos and Yom Tov, meaning you're turning Friday into Shabbos, or does it mean, no, only Melacha, but it's still Friday? So, nafkamina number one, can you daven mincha after you lit candles? You lit candles, you say Shabbat Shalom, but if it's still Friday, you can daven mincha, as most shuls do. The daven mincha after candle lighting time. But if you say no, the whole day has changed from Friday to Shabbos by virtue of you accepting Shabbos, then you can't daven mincha afterwards. It's a machlokas. Rabbi Ovadia Yosef says, of course you can. And the Rav Tzadok HaKohen, Hasidic, but very beautiful, says, the Jewish people have the ability to turn a Friday into Shabbos. They can take something mundane like a coffee cup, makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash, and it becomes a holy vessel. They can take a regular Friday and turn it into the holy Shabbos. The Magen Avraham indeed paskins in the Shulchan Aruch that if you mekabel Shabbos, namely it's Shabbos, you can't daven mincha. He says about a woman, if she's mekabel Shabbos by candle lighting, if indeed she does, we'll talk about that in a minute, says the Magen Avraham, "Titpalo mincha tchila," which teaches us two things. Number one, the Magen Avraham's wife probably daven mincha every day. And number two, he told her on Friday, before you light candles, make sure you daven mincha. Because the minute you light candles, what happens? A, you accept Shabbos. That's an assumption of the Bahag we'll have to get into in a minute. And B, you can daven mincha. It's already Saturday, it's not Friday. Has the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? The Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Mi sheshahal yitpalel mincha be'er Shabbat ad shekiblu ha'kahal Shabbat lo yitpalel mincha ba'oto beit kneset ela yelech b'chutz lo'oto beit kneset v'yitpalel tefila shechol v'lu shelo kibel Shabbat imahem. So if a shul already accepted Shabbos, they finished mincha, they accepted Shabbos, you cannot daven in front of them mincha. Because what are you doing? The whole shul says it's Saturday, and what are you saying? It's Friday. Where should you daven? Outside. However, that's an assumption you didn't recabel Shabbos. But if you said Shabbat Shalom, I accept Shabbos, says the Shulchan Aruch, "Aval imanavi kibel Shabbat imahem, eino yechol lehitpalel tefilah chol, ela yitpalel arvit shtayim." If you come into shul and you accept the Shabbos with the congregation, you can't daven mincha afterwards. Gentlemen, what do we learn from this Shulchan Aruch? The minute you accept Shabbos, Tosefet Shabbos means lock, stock, and barrel. Mincha's out. If you didn't accept Shabbos yet, because whatever reason you didn't, fakasha, but don't do it in front of people that accepted Shabbos. So, the way I started to share this morning was after we daven mincha, a guy decided to daven mincha. Absolutely an error. He has to go out of shul to daven mincha. The fact that a guy started Baruch Atah Hashem, quasi may be okay, because maybe the congregation didn't yet accept Shabbos, but quite frankly, when did he say Baruch Atah Hashem? It was already after Shkia. So there's absolutely no validity to it. He should have davened Ma'ariv twice. Ramification number two, is it Friday or is it Shabbos? Is, can you eat the Kiddush? Can you make Kiddush and eat the meal? Everyone will tell you on this issue, if you want to look smart, this is what you say. As Rav Rakefet loves to say, the ignorant can disguise themselves for the wise. If anyone ever asks you, can you make an early Shabbos and make Kiddush? Always say, Rashal Taz. Just remember those two words. Rashal Taz. The Maharshal on the right side of the page says, Nahag shelo achal b'lel Shabbat ad alayla. So the Rashal went to shul, they had an early Shabbos minyan, he davened with them, Ma'ariv, Plaga, Mincha, no problem, Kriyat Shema, he repeated later, perhaps, maybe yes, maybe not. Bottom line is, he comes home, when did he start his Shabbos meal? When it got dark. Said, Ma'ariv, okay, you can daven Ma'ariv, Plaga, Mincha, you can do that during the week too. But the actual Saturday begins after dark. The Taz disagrees. Velini Ra says the Taz. Kivan de Tosefet Michol Lakodeshu de Oraita, Al Kain Yatza Shapir Afilu Gamar Kodem Alayla. Because Tosefet Shabbos works on a Deoraita level, God told us to add on to the day. So what happens? Friday turns into Saturday, even though it's still light outside. You can make Kiddush, you can bench, all before it gets dark.
How do you...
Once again, this is finished. Goes back to our basic question. Is Tosefet Shabbos turn Friday into Shabbos? Or does Tosefet Shabbos only mean don't do malacha? Yeah.
How do you define Rashal Tav?
How do I define, I'm sorry?
You mentioned Rashal Tav. The
Rashal Taz.
Taz, okay.
To raise Zahav, the Rashal, the Maharshal.
How do you define it?
What do you mean, how do I define it? It's two different people. Huh? Two different people. Machlokas of two different people. Yeah.
Can one Kehillah Shul, is it okay that there are two different people? Can I go one early?
Good question. I'll skip. It's a good question. I'm not doing justice to the question. The answer is yes. Today we're in a situation where if there's two batei din in a city, then each one can paskin differently. So if you have two minyanim in a shul, it's also okay. If there's only one minyan in town, that's where the question comes in. Well, if everyone accepted Shabbos, it would work on you. How does the Mishnah Berurah paskin on this question? Is it Friday? Can you make Kiddush before it becomes dark? The Mishnah Berurah basically says, just like the Rav Yosef Karo. Everybody says about the Mishnah Berurah, he was just a tzaddik, he was a tzaddik in Psak Halacha too. What does that mean? He didn't want to go and say he's wrong, he's right. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the kivan dekibel alav Shabbat, vosit nechol lakodesh, nechshav ke Shabbat, leinyan zeh, diachol lekadesh, veleechol miyad, veleechol ligmor sudato mi baod yom. Veyesh chulkin vesforin, shizayelim shach sudato ad alayla, veyochal ke zayit balayla, vetamam, the kivan dagimel sudot bainan, sheikahem ato ber yom Shabbat atzmo. Ulechatchila, nachon nachush livrehim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, I believe the Taz is right. You turn Friday into Shabbos. You can bench. You can make Kiddush. You can do anything you want. However, because there's a dissenting opinion, I, Mishnah Berurah, Chafetz Chaim, I'm a nice guy. I feel terrible that I'm going to paskin against this other opinion. So what am I going to do? I'm going to say, you know what? Have a Shabbos meal. Stretch it a bit, and when it gets dark, eat a kezayit at night. That's his beautiful pshara. His beautiful... Anyone? Pshara?
Compromise
on this issue. Interesting. Now, if you're going to do this, you should know two things. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah pretty much said you can do everything during Tosefet Shabbos. It's really you turn Friday into Shabbos. So it's just the Chumrah. Number two, if you're going to do this Chumrah, then I once heard from Rabbi Tzvi Sabalovsky of Bergenfield that you better tell the hostess why. Because it would look terrible that she just gave a whole meal, or he gave the whole meal, and you ate the first course, the second course, and then at the end of the meal, after dessert, you're still hungry. So if you're going to eat that extra kezayit of challah, make sure you explain why. I have to admit that usually at a meal, no one notices you're eating a little kezayit of challah, but maybe a good idea. So ramification number one is, can you daven mincha after Tosefet Shabbos? Ramification number two is, can you eat the whole kiddush and the meal? Let's go down to ramification number four, candle lighting. Here comes the clincher about candle lighting. There is a conception out there, a good one. This one actually has validity, that once a woman lights candles, or anyone lights candles for that matter, they accept Shabbos. So, because of that comes the following thing that you've probably seen on movies, on YouTubes, anywhere that teaches you how to light candles. What do? They say lighting candles is the work of the hands. How is it the work of the hands? Davening is the work of the heart. Lighting candles is the work of the hands. You really work your hands. What do? First you light the candles. Then you start doing acrobatics, like this, right? You turn your hand, then you cover your eyes, and then, whoop, it's there. What is that all based on? How do we light Hanukkah candles? Like a normal Jew, what do? Bracha, we light the Hanukkah candles. Bracha, we eat the matzah. Bracha, we shook the lulav. What do here? Shabbos candles. First you light, then you cover your eyes and you make the bracha, then you uncover your... Where does that come from? What is this? A new thing? It seems like heebie-jeebies to me. It seems like one of these Ayin Hara things, right? Right? You can go outside, spit twice, and come back in. What is this all about? So look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, right side, La Behag. The Baal Halachot Gdolot. Kivan Shedlik Ner Shel Shabbat, Chalalav Shabbat, Vene Esar Bemelacha. Ve'al Pizeh Nohagot Ktsat Nashim, She'achar She'barchu Hibirchu Ve'hidliku Hanerot, Mashlichot La'aretz HaPetila She'biyadan She'hidliku Ba, Ve'en Mechabot Ota. Says the Behag, the minute you light the candles, what happens?
Shabbos.
Nothing. The minute you light the candles and you make the bracha, it's Shabbos. Now you got a problem with catch 22. You're supposed to make the bracha before. But you make the bracha, it's already Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, you can't light the candles. Right? You turn Friday into Shabbos, you can't light the candles by virtue of you saying the bracha. So what does the Behag say? The Shulchan Aruch brings this Behag and says that what do they do? After they make the bracha and they light the candles, they take the wick or the match they're lighting with and they just put it down because it's already Shabbos. They can't blow it out. So take this Behag and say, let's give a better idea. Light the candles before, blow out the match, make the bracha afterwards. But every other mitzvah we do the bracha before, well, there's a few yotzi min haklal. When you go to mikvah, you make the bracha after, even if it's not a ger, a convert. Netilat yadayim, some people say it after. This too. So what is the whole idea of the moving of the hands and covering of the eyes? Well, it really should be before. We agree. So what do? We do a quasi before. We light it before, and then we cover our eyes and you say, whoop! Look, the Shabbos candle's here. It's a quasi doing it afterwards. Sometimes it fits, sometimes people say, you're not fooling me. That's the Behag. Now you understand where it comes from, that the minute you light candles, it's Shabbos. First of all, you have to assume that Tosefet Shabbos works turning Friday into Shabbos. And assumption number two is that when you make the brachot lahadlik ner shel Shabbat, it becomes Shabbos. Then there's middle point of view that says, well, if you say beforehand, I'm not accepting Shabbos, it would work. Then the Ramah says it only works on the woman and not on the rest of the house. Thus, many men say, oh, she lights candles, my wife, it makes no difference to me. I got my 18 minutes. We just learned today it's not 18 minutes, it's 18 minutes minus. But 18 minutes. But the Shulchan Aruch says on the left side of the page, V'yesh chulkim ala ha'chalot dolot. V'amra she'en kabbalat shabbat talui bahat lakataner ela b'tfilat arvit. How is it that, indeed, you go ahead and you accept Shabbos by saying, Asher Kedisham, Shabbat Sivan, Abdik Ner Shel Shabbat. That's like a Chachamim saying to you, we're going to make you a mitzvah, and we're going to make it impossible to do. They made a mitzvah to light the Shabbos candles, and they made it impossible for us to fulfill. Why? Because the minute you make a bracha, you can't do it. Why would the Chachamim do something so stupid? And so they didn't do that. Make the bracha and light the candles. Now you should know, the Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, when he came to Israel, I read this in a book. He told his wife, now we're in Israel. Rav Yosef Karo is the rabbi here. He died so many years ago, but he's still the rabbi. You have to light candles like Rav Yosef Karo, make the bracha, then light the candles. In Europe, it was the minhag of the Ramah that you do this and that. But no, and you light the candles before. Here, you got to do like Rav Yosef Karo, make the bracha, light the candles like Hanukkah. Normal. Why? Because it makes no sense that by saying Asher Kedishan Gabitvan Ladik Ner Shel Shabbat become Shabbos. It doesn't become Shabbos. It becomes Shabbos when you say L'chadodi Baruch Hu Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, whatever your minhag is, the Shulchan Aruch says Baruch Hu. Now I have to admit that based on this story, I don't understand the story for the life of me, because what do you mean of Yosef Karo is the rabbi here? He's dead for so many years. What I think really happened, what this is someone else has said, I never understood this idea of the Behag. I think it's a posturous. I think it's ludicrous. It makes no sense to me. What? The Chachamim would say make a bracha and make it impossible for you to do the mitzvah that the bracha associates with? Impossible. So he never liked it. But in Europe, he didn't feel like doing something different from everyone else. In Israel, there's so many Sfardim that do that. So he said, just join them. Just like in Europe, no one's going to go ahead and say Duchen every day. But in Israel, since the Sfardim do it, we'll schnep that in too.
Is the Behag basing his opinion on anybody else?
Not that I know of. Not that I know of.
What do you do? What's about the idea of lighting, having in mind, and then drive to shul?
Because if the Behag is correct, then once you light candles, it's Shabbos, and you can't drive to shul. Especially since, even if you say Tosefes Shabbos is only with regard to malacha, well, driving is a malacha. So you have to have in mind not to mekabel Shabbos. So indeed, I believe most women follow the Behag that I know of. but not on Yontif. That's a separate question. We won't get into that now. But quite frankly, on a Friday night, according to the Pshat Rama, once a woman lit Shabbos candles, it's Shabbos for her, not for the rest of the house. The rest of the house has 18 minutes minus because it's Osefes Shabbos. So to reiterate, gentlemen, first of all, come to shul on time. Don't play around with this. Number two, if you can't come to shul on time, you should know that you have 18 minutes from candle lighting till Shkia minus. So you better finish Mincha before 18 minutes, let's say minus a minute or two, whatever it might be. Number three, if you're running late, what should you do? If the shul's running late, there's no minyan on time. But the shul also shouldn't daven mincha, normal mincha. You should do a short mincha. So you can both finish before shkia, good idea every day, plus you'll have a Tosefet Shabbos. Unless, Bruce, you say, wait a minute, Tosefet Shabbos just means malacha. Once the Jews are in shul, they're not doing malacha. They're opening a siddur, and they're davening, just like they do Friday night when it gets dark, Shabbos morning too. So, even after Shkia, you can daven on a Friday night, because it's only for malacha purposes. It's not for turning Friday into Shabbos. But if you say it turns Friday into Shabbos, and you're machmir on this point, then you better finish mincha, not before Shkia, but before Tosefet Shabbos, which is 2 minutes before Shkia, or 18 minutes, whatever it might be. So I don't know any shul that davens 18 minutes before Shkia, but if you look around, you can see shuls who say, Mincha's 10 minutes after candle lighting. Well, if Mincha's 10 minutes after candle lighting, absolutely, if you do Chazarat HaShatz, they're going to finish after Shkia. They're assuming that Tosefet Shabbos only means Melacha. But if it's 5 minutes after candle lighting, what are they assuming?
That's really Shabbos.
That's really Shabbos, and you have to finish 5 minutes before Shkia, wherever it might be. You come into shul late, and they already finished Mincha. Where do you daven Mincha?
Outside.
Outside. Number three, absolutely never do the short Mincha just because you came late. With the greatest respect to you, unless the nine other people say we're willing to, don't do that and make everyone sit around and wait. Because quite frankly, it is an absolute chutzpah. No derech eretz, and I'll add one more thing. Are you allowed to daven in a minyan when everyone else there already davened? Nine people davened, you're the tenth man. Are you allowed to daven in a minyan? Say, oh, I'm davening in a minyan? Yeah. Questionable. Maybe you need a rove that didn't daven yet, or whatnot. Questionable, I'm not saying anything. It seems like a Mishnah in Megillah seems to say you could, but quite frankly, it's questionable. So, once again, Shabbos is early, we should get our coordinate straight and make sure that we leave all the unfinished business for after Shabbos, because Shabbos also ends early when it starts early, and not play around. If you have to, for whatever reason, play around a bit, then Bruce, first of all, be logical. Second of all, remember, there is one point of view that if you turn Friday into Shabbos, you can't daven mincha. Thus, here in Efrat, there are people that are ultra machmir on this point. They don't even daven mincha after candle lighting. They daven mincha earlier in the day because they don't want to play around. There's one day of the year that in Israel, it seems that there's a very strong minhag, not everyone does this, that everyone's machmir for that point. That not only does Tosefet Shabbos turn Friday into Shabbos, but candle lighting, per se, candle lighting would make all the house say it's already Shabbos. Which day of the year? One. Erev Yom Kippur. No. Erev Yom Kippur, people light candles and drive to shul.
Shemini
Atzeret. No, not Shemini Atzeret. Shabbos Chanukah. Yeah. Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Chanukah, even though it's a very early Shabbos in Israel, many of people daven mincha early and say, once the woman of the house lights Shabbos candles, it's Shabbos for all of us, we can't daven mincha. I don't know why that particular Shabbos was chosen out of all the 50-something Shabboses of the year, but somehow it was, and it's a very strong minhag here in Israel. I'm not sure outside of Israel. So, as I said at the beginning of the shir, when it comes to these issues, you have to, first of all, check what the halacha is, and number two, be logical. You don't have to check the halacha to have a half a brain on, to go ahead and say, okay, if the whole shul already daven mincha, I'm not going to start mincha. And if the whole shul is already in Lecha Dodi, I'm davening mincha because I'm smarter than everyone. And number three, if the whole shul already came and they're saying Lecha Dodi and you say I got my 18 minutes, that's like saying everyone's wrong and I'm right. You know, if one guy said it, if two people are wrong, when there's 25 people who say one way and you say the other, you got to get up very early in the morning to really believe you're right. And with that happy note, I wish everyone a good day.